Our scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 through 23. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 through 23. It's found on page 958 if you'd like to follow along. Would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? As I read the gospel lesson, I would like to ask you to listen for how the fishermen responded to Jesus' call. Come follow me. Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 23. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this wonderful day that you have given us so that we may gather in this place to worship you and reflect upon your words. Lord, we thank you for the words that have been written down so long ago that continues to reveal to us who you are, helping us to hear your voice. And we also thank you for the word you are giving to us in the message. May you give us ears to hear. May our hearts, our minds be open to see your message, hear your message, and so that our lives can continue to be transformed to be followers of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here and that you have already begun ministering to us as you heal us, as you open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds. We thank you for this privilege of worshiping you today and hearing your words. May these words become for us words of power, words of strength, words of life, as we follow Jesus in his footsteps. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When Jesus said, "Come, follow me," to Peter and Andrew, what did they do? They dropped their nets and went. The gospel writer tells us that at once they left their nets and followed. At once. It gives us the sense that they did not ho and hum about it. They did not take their time thinking about it. At once, immediately, they dropped their nets and followed. When Jesus called James and John, the other set of brothers, we are told again that they immediately, they left their boat and father, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus called, they followed, leaving behind everything. Their father, their livelihood, their family, their possession, and their profession. Immediately, without hesitation, no second thoughts. Do you ever wonder, what does it mean to follow Jesus in that manner? What does that mean? Whenever this story comes up and whenever we talk about how Jesus called his fishermen and they left everything and they followed Jesus, you know what? For most of us, we get scared. And we run the other way. I know for most of you, your body's here, but I know your mind is already running out the door. Because it's scary. Isn't it scary to you? I mean, it sure stirs up a lot of anxiety and fear in my heart when I hear this story. Immediately, they left their nets and followed Jesus. What does that mean? How do we do that? How do we follow Jesus in our lives? Does that mean that some of us, we have to quit our job and come and live at the church, thinking that Pastor Grace will fend for you and feed you? What does that mean? Huh? That wouldn't be too bad. I mean, you know, it's hard to understand what that means. When Jesus' call for Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him, was not just to come with him, although, I mean, back then they did. But more than that, it's an invitation to journey through life together with Jesus. And that means from that moment on, as they made the decision to follow Jesus, it means that from that moment on, the choices and the changes they make, the choices and the actions that take are now going to be marked with the lives of those who follow in God's way. Just as this group of fishers who chose to follow Jesus, we are also called to follow Jesus, choosing to embrace the changes that accompany such choices in our everyday lives. Here's what it means to live life as a follower of Jesus Christ, as the disciples of Jesus. See, every day when we wake up, every day in the morning, as we begin the day, the fact that we walk up into this brand new day is an invitation. Invitation from Jesus, calling to us, follow me. Live this day in such a way that you, your actions, your words, your day closely resembles Jesus. So when we are awake in the morning, we are invited. Say, Jesus saying, okay, you follow me, I'm going this way, and try and see if you could do it the same. So the invitation is to live a life, a worshipful life, growing closer to God. Experience the presence of God as you pay attention, as you're aware, God right next to you. As you make time to sit and read and reflect upon the word of the Lord. As you carve out few minutes throughout your day to spend in silence, in prayer, in listening to the voice of God speaking to you. You know, even to sitting down with God's words, it's a choice you make. To make 3 minutes, to take 3 minutes out of your busy schedule just to calm your hearts so that you can listen to God's voice in prayer, that's a choice you make. When Jesus called the disciples, come and follow me, it was an invitation for us to make the choices again and again that will help us to seek Christ, to know Jesus Christ, and also to make him known to others in the ways that we relate to other people, in the ways that we treat other people, in the ways that we present ourselves to other people. But we all know that making these choices, however simple they seem, is not so easy, is it? Something always gets in the way of keeping us from following Jesus, keeping us from making those choices that will help us to follow in Jesus' footsteps. Here's a video that shows us what gets in the way.
I got a big butt. It's gigantic, if I'm going to be blunt about it. And you know what? The funny thing is, I got several big butts. And before you discard me or wince at the disgusting notion of that, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that possibly you have at least one big butt as well. Yeah, you like that? Hurts a little, huh? Let me just tell you something, okay? Everybody we know has a big butt. And more often than not, it's the thing that actually gets in the way of us living a consistent life for Jesus. Yeah, I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to expound a little bit, okay? See if you can recognize some of these butts. But I have to work more. But my favorite TV show is on. But my kids have practice. But I got to tweet something. But it's such a beautiful day. But I'm just not in the mood. But I deserve a break today. You see, everything kind of interferes with my life of just living an authentic life for God, okay? And more often than not, it always has something to do with some sort of butt, okay? Even the littlest butt can distract me. It really can. The littlest butt can make me think, I'm not going to pray today. I'm not going to think about it today. I'm not going to deny myself. I'm not going to read the Bible, blah, blah, blah. Whatever God asks me to do, I seem to have a butt for it and get away, okay? And the most horrendously big butt of all time is the butt that gets in the way of me just hanging out with God and reading His Word. It's true. Think about it. All the times you're about to open that, and all of a sudden a big giant butt gets in the way. A butt. much like one of these. But I got a farm bill, but I'm tired, but the game's over, but I read last Tuesday, but I gotta check Facebook, but I don't like Leviticus, but it's too hot in here, but I just don't like books, but I don't understand it, but it's boring. But what does that have to do with me in the 21st century? Those are some ugly butts, people. Let's just call them what they are, ugly. Ugly butts. Okay? And there's a lot more to them, sad but true. Here's a list, although not exhaustive, of some of the most popular butts known to mankind. But I don't have enough money yet. But others will think that I'm a nerd if I carry the Bible. But they won't like me if I talk about Jesus. But I don't know if God will do what I ask. But I just can't get motivated. But I'm afraid. But I don't have all the answers. But the small group is the same night as Monday Night Football. But can't I just let my life speak for itself? But I'm not happy. But that's not my gift. But that's the pastor's job. But I don't know how to pray. But I can't believe that. But I don't know where to start. But everybody else is having fun. Butts abound, friend. But. Here a butt, there a butt. Everywhere, a butt. Okay? And the most overused butt of all time, but I just don't have enough time. Really? Oh, come on. We have a lot of butts. God has given us a real simple word. Okay? If we learn it, and we share it, and we teach it, and we live by it, then see, God gets glorified, people benefit, and then we get blessed. That's why we do what we do. That's the why behind the butt. Okay? And ultimately, that's the whole point I'm trying to make here, my fellow butt lovers, is if your butt is bigger than your why, then your butt's too big. Okay, it's time to, metaphorically speaking, snap into a Slim Jim. Okay, let's slap on some spiritual shape-ups and hit the road a little bit so we can just manage the butts a little bit. That's all we're trying to do. That's what we're talking about. Let's minimize the excuses. Let's shrink the butts. Shrink the butts. Say it with me. Shrink the butts. That's what we need to do. And you and I can do that together. We can conquer this. You and I can do it if we start today, okay? I know we can. Let's just do it. No ifs, ands, or... Yeah. I think you get it.
As he said, making the choice to follow Jesus is all about shrinking the butts in our daily lives, making the choices to do it anyway. Here's an image of what our life of following Christ might look like. There's a field covered with freshly fallen snow. And a parent and child enter this field. As they walk across the field, you notice that the parent just is walking with no particular attention to where his foot or her foot goes. However, the child, on the other hand, is doing everything he can to follow directly behind. So you see this child putting his foot right where his father just stepped, and the next foot right into the next of his father's step, making special effort to step in the footprints of the father. After the two have crossed the field, you notice that there is only one set of tracks visible in the field, although two had walked across it. I think our Christian life is very much in that way, that in our daily walk, we are making choices to step into Jesus' footprints one step at a time, so that when our life is said and done, and when we look back our lives, there is one set of footprints where we followed, where we stepped in Jesus' footsteps. The invitation to follow Jesus is for us every day. And what is your buts? What is your excuse? As Jesus is calling us, follow me by being faithful in worship. As Jesus is calling us, follow me and grow in your faith as you spend some time every day to commune with me in word and prayer. How about joining a small group to nourish your faith? How about talking with the person over there as she looks so forlorn? She looks like needs a someone to just reach out. How about inviting your neighbor to church? How about involving me, this is Jesus talking, in your everyday life by asking for wisdom and guidance? What invitation is Jesus whispering into your heart today? And is there any buts? Whenever you feel invited by Jesus, whenever you feel the call, and if you feel the buts coming on, here's a little exercise I would like to suggest to you. Get a piece of paper and write down what Jesus is inviting you to. And then write down the but, big but, with what comes after. And just look at it, pray about it, and see what Jesus is calling you to do next. We are called together to follow Jesus in his footsteps by making choices every moment of our lives to keep us in track so that our lives will follow closely Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, as we continue on our life journey, may the Lord continually lead you and guide you in his calling and inviting. And may we continually follow Jesus in his footsteps so that we, as followers of Jesus, can make him known in the world through our words, through our actions, through our lives, and bring God the glory. Amen.